Sears Savoy. The barber's house guest, that octogenarian playboy, Mr. Consider Martin, Fanny Barber's collateral cousin, has slept blissfully through the daylight hours in Margaret's old room on the second floor. And now at 6 o'clock on a balmy April evening, comes gaily downstairs in a dinner jacket, twirling his gold-headed cane. He finds his host and hostess in the library.
Henry and Fanny, my lovely, good evening, good evening.
Well, hello there. What time did you get in last night, Consider? We didn't hear a sound.
A moment 3 a.m., my favorite hour of the 24. All the people who create the turmoil are having their nightmares, and a lovely world belongs to policemen, plumbers working overtime, charwomen, newspapermen, and me.
Excuse me. I'm going upstairs to put on my slippers.
Hard day at the office, Henry?
I did not go to the office, Mr. Martin.
Not in tip-top form at the moment, eh?
Oh, forgive him, C.Z. He's terribly depressed.
Well, market down a few points. Locking the sale of skis and snowshoes?
No, it's Pinky.
Pinky?
His marriage.
Fanny, my love.
Yes?
I'm not quite awake. You didn't say Pinky's marriage.
Oh, well, I thought you knew.
Married Sandra Sears, did he? Where, when?
No. Pinky and Greta were married in Reno yesterday.
Greta? My beautiful foster daughter, Greta?
Well, they're on their way home. We expect them any minute.
But Hank was engaged to Greta.
Better sit down. It's too long and complicated to explain. But finally, everybody realized Greta's always been in love with Pinky and never got over it, so...
Pinky.
They both seemed very happy.
But I had Jack by a house. I presented it to Hank and Greta. I was going to live with them.
I know, Consider. They're on their way back. Perhaps Pinky will welcome the same arrangement.
Oh, no, I couldn't. It was different with Hank. This boy is a born bachelor. He's a born bachelor, Henry. Why didn't they speak to me? As Greta's foster father, they should have got my consent.
Never count on Pinky for the amenity.
Oh, this is dreadful. This boy is a Martin. He has just enough barber blood to confuse him.
Oh, excuse me. I'll go see about dinner. Will you dine with us, Consider?
Oh, thank you, no. I couldn't swallow.
I doubt if I can either.
We're having soup and homemade bread.
Thank you, no. Penny says they're on their way back.
Driving from Reno. Should have been here half an hour ago.
Whose car?
Mine.
Has Pinky any money?
Doubt it.
Then Greta isn't quitting her job.
She couldn't if she wanted to. She agreed to work out her year with the Nordic Airlines. Her assignment is Wednesday, tomorrow.
Ancient storm gods of the naked Aztecs.
There it is. The bridegroom will have to see his bride off twice a month for a trip over the pole.
Sleeping alone while that lovely creature flies over the Arctic Circle. How could he do it?
Leave it to Pinky. He is gifted.
But why does it always happen to Pinky?
Mr. Martin, he does not think. He reacts. He feels. He dreams. He does not think.
I wonder.
I know. The one organ which truly separates man from the great ape is the brain. Pinky's is virgin territory.
I have lost the finest travel companion I ever knew. Henry, Pinky was able to live now. Perhaps you don't realize this. This is rare. Most people, like you, Henry, for instance, are waiting to live later, tomorrow, next week, next month, during the holidays, when they retire, or in heaven. This ladybug can live now, or he could.
We'll gain nothing by this post-mortem.
I will, Ma. I'll see about it.
If you wish to... Eh? Who is that? Pinky?
Not here yet, Dad. How are you tonight?
Oh, yeah, Jack, come in.
Mom says she's getting a table for both of you. Consider. Hello. Aren't you up a little early?
There are times when it would be wiser to stay in bed.
Oh, I know the feeling. Mom says you talked to Pinky and Greta, Dad.
Yeah, telephoned us as they left Reno. They should have been here around 5 o'clock.
Where's Hank tonight?
They're staying at the hospital. He won't be home.
I see. I know. Where are they going to live when Greta's in town?
That's it.
What?
I've been trying to remember what I wanted to ask you. What did we finally decide? In whose name did the little White House go through escrow? Lieutenant Mrs. Hank Murray?
Captain.
Yes, Captain and Mrs. Murray.
Well, don't you remember? Hank wanted it in Greta's name alone, so it'll come through as Mrs. Greta Stephenson Martin Murray.
Oh, yes. Hank would do that.
He wasn't sure they could afford to live there on a captain's pay, so he figured Greta could lease it. He wanted it to be her own investment inasmuch as her foster father was the one who gave it to her.
Greta Stephenson Martin Murray. Here it is. Same name. Different brother.
Henry! Jack! Hello in there!
Yes, Mom?
They're parking out in front. Open the front door, somebody. Pinky and Greta are here.
Yes. Now cheer up, Mr. Martin. As Fanny says, the damage is done. This is the family. We have to close ranks. All right, Jack. Let them in.
Mr. throws open the front door and sees a lone figure standing there.
Hi-de-ho-ho. Hi, Uncle Jack.
Well, where's Greta?
C.V. Hi, Grandfather. And Grandmother.
Well, hello.
Oh, Pinky, yeah. Hello, dear.
Is Greta in the car?
Shut the door, Uncle Jack. She sent her love to everybody, but she stayed downtown. She has a flight tomorrow, so we got a room at the Trujata. I'm going back when I get my bag. In all that confusion the other day, I went off without my luggage. Had to buy a toothbrush in Reno. Well, C.V. shakes hands with the happiest man in the world.
Oh, Pinky, Pinky, Pinky.
Did you go and see your employer?
Golly, what a woman, Grandfather. The same old little starchy apron Marilyn Monroe. Only now she's Mrs. Murray.
What time does she take off tomorrow?
9 a.m. Ain't that tough? But that's the countdown, and away goes the rocket.
Oh. Where are you going to stay while she's on her trip, Pinky?
That's one thing I wanted to ask about. Is it okay if I stay upstairs in my room? You know, until we decide on what we're going to do about a house. Oh, C.V., by the way, what did you ever do about that house?
Tell him, Jack.
We were just talking about that, Pink. We finally put it in Greta's name.
Which name?
Mrs. Greta Stephenson Martin Murray.
Hey, how about that? Hey, that solves it.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you happen to do that, Uncle Jack?
He was inspired. Well, if you'll excuse me. Well,
where are you going, C.V.?
I'll walk in the open air. Goodbye, Fanny, Henry, Jack, Pinky. Goodbye.
Well, when may we expect you home?
Don't. Then you won't worry. Good night.
Good night, C.V. So long.
Gosh, he's feeling okay?
He's somewhat depressed, Pinky. You'll excuse me, too. I think I'll lie down before dinner. Fanny, I doubt if I'll even want soup.
I'll call you.
See you later, Grandfather.
Yes.
Well, I better go, too. Yeah, my dinner will be ready any minute.
Give Aunt Betty and the kids our love.
Yeah, all right, Pink. Good night, Mom.
Good night, Jack. Lock the door as you go out there.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Brother. When I arrive, a whole group dissolves. Did you notice how fast that happened? As if I had something contagious.
Oh, you mustn't take things personally.
I do, though. Man, I'm glad Greta wasn't here to see it.
Oh, Pinky, no.
Look, what did I do wrong? I loved Greta from the first day I saw her. What's wrong with that? We had a little misunderstanding, so she tried to fall in love with Hank. But she couldn't, because she's loyal. Is there anything wrong with being loyal? She's always loved me. And we're happy. We're deliriously happy, both of us. Yes, sir, I'm going to buckle down and get to be manager of the Sears Savoy. You watch. I'm going to be a big success. Married to Greta, nothing can stop me.
Fanny?
Yes, Henry?
To tell Piggy, Mr. Sears called him twice trying to reach him. He'd better get the man on the telephone right away.
I'll call him, Henry. Pinky.
I heard him. I'll call him right now. What did he want? Did he say?
No, he didn't. But he sounded quite upset, Pinky.
That's just his executive manner. Mark is worse than his bite. He's a great old guy, and he likes me. He's one of the few people who do. Please hand me the phone.
Father Barber, in tweed jacket and woolly slippers, comes into the library, but stops dead in his tracks. Pinky is sitting at the roll-top desk, shoulders hunched, hands on knees, staring at the telephone.
Did you finally reach Mr. Sears?
Yes, sir.
Everything all right?
Look, I don't care what happens. I had 24 hours of absolute happiness for the first time in my life. So did Greta. That's a big dividend, the way this world is organized. 24 hours out of 25 years... So let him pour it on me. I don't care. Let him give it to me with a stiff, frozen boot. I'll make it in spite of him.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 8, Book 134, Betty salvages a lesson from disaster. Frank Barton speaking.